some of the rationale that men were giving me was mostly things like, I see myself as different, outside of the norm, non-traditional. So alongside that were things like deciding not to get married, you know, having tattoos, piercings, long hair, things that they felt put them outside of the norm. That was part of a bigger picture of their own identity that they were constructing. There was talk of absent fathers, so sort of a lack of role models around what that means to be a father. Mm-hmm. Definitely not wanting to give up the lifestyle that they'd become accustomed to, and feeling that they wouldn't have enough money. This money wouldn't stretch that far. I guess one of my favourite reasons is the influence of others, and there was lots of really great stories about how their family, friends, and just acquaintances on Facebook and other social media platforms had spent a lot of time talking about the negatives of their children and sort of moaning about
really?
Their children. And,
gosh, yeah. not the little glory feeds that I seem to follow. Maybe I'm just talking about my family.
These young men seem to think mm-hmm. that it was the worst thing that could happen to yeah. you, and that, you know, their brother had children and the brother had no life anymore, and they really had picked up on that negative vibe around, you know, we all know that relationship quality and satisfaction and even mental health can decline rapidly in that first 2 years after having a child, particularly in the first year. And I think that was really rubbing off on these men, hearing those sort of horror stories.
The other thing too is that I'd imagine some subjects may even talk about the more kind of global or existential issues of the likes of climate challenges and overpopulation issues. Is that also part of the rationale?
Well, quite a few of them, so about half, did mention it, but they mm-hmm. mentioned it as a, so I got them to quantify how important each reason was to them, and that was sort of a lower down on the list. Only two really put it higher up on the list, and those two had had personal experiences like being terribly bullied and they didn't want to bring a child into what they felt was a cruel world. But in terms of climate change and environmental reasons, that was really sort of lower down on the list for people. Although they did mention it, it wasn't sort of something they prioritised. Yeah.